Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
America is in turmoil, absolute turmoil under Joe Biden. And if the media and social media reported it, it would be the biggest scare that you've seen in ages. Because a demented fool, a clown, is supposedly running the country. Democrats got exactly what they want, and you are seeing the outcome. And let me tell you something, you can dismiss it all you want, but it's right in front of your face. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you for your support. I hope you will continue to support us. I hope you'll do just that little bit extra every day to get the word out about what we do here, because I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get a dose of the truth. And here's what I can guarantee you. If you stop listening to the media and social media and the nutcases that, you know, you may hang around from time to time, these leftist putzes, you will find out that we are winning in ways you can't even imagine. They think they got rid of Trump, have they? He's out there on the campaign trail already for 2022, holding massive rallies. Oh, but Kevin, they're going to cheat us. Let me tell you something. They will not win. You're watching this country burn. They are trying to cover it up by, you know, squirt with water hoses. They're fighting complete infernos with water hoses, and they can't put all these fires. They can't put them all out. Oh, Kev, they did it before. They got over on us. It has to. Let me tell you, you can't keep a lid on a boiling thing very long. It's a pressure. I mean, the pressure is eventually going to blow the lid off. And you are in the midst of watching this right now. The economy, for example, is shot. The inflation rate is through the roof. Do you think Joe Biden's going to figure out how to put a cap on inflation? What's he going to do? Print more money? The reason why we're in this situation right now is because of what Baby Black Jesus did in 2008. Quantitative easing, which is nothing more than affirmative action, President. Oh, since he can't handle it, let's print double the money, and that'll make him look good. Donald Trump comes in and saves the day. They get rid of him and they put in a demented fool that knows nothing about economics, has never run a company, and who's one of the most crooked people in the world, and they think they're going to save the economy. He hasn't created any jobs. This sack, I'll clean it up. This sack has made more incentive for you not to work than for you to work. Work is not about a paycheck. Anybody that's ever worked, You know this. Work is about feeling good. I'll give you a perfect example. I woke my son up the other day at the butt crack of noon, and I said, hey, you got to get up and start doing chores. So he's okay, Dad. So I went and I got washed the car on the outside, you know, just got it clean enough to where we didn't have to work too hard on it and scrub it down. And I said, go get all the cleaners. We're going to clean the cars today. So we get out there, and he's reluctant, you know, because he's like these typical kids, especially at that age where, you know, if you work more than 5 minutes, they think they put in a whole day. So we start working out there, and admittedly, it's hot. It's Arizona. He got up late. Guess what happens? I've been up since 4 o'clock working, you know, because I got work ethic. Long story short, we start cleaning the car, and you can sense him getting into it. You know, because I would tell him, I said, spray the stuff on and let it sit for a little bit so the chemicals can soak in, because that's how you're going to get the dirt off. And by the way, this little pig is the reason why the car is dirty, because we cart him around in baseball and he gets this red soil on his clothes and the seats are tan. So you can see everywhere he's sat, everywhere he's reached, everywhere his little fingers have touched. It's all him. I'm effectively saying, clean up your mess. So anyway, he starts cleaning it up. And it takes us about 20 minutes, you know, to get it all clean. And at first he's kind of reluctant, but as we get going, you can tell he's kind of getting into it. You know, you can see he's like, oh, there's another spot. And so we finish up, and here's what he says to me. He says, you know, Dad, I hate when we first get started, you know, but like after you get going, you feel like you want to just really get it done. Like you want to really make it good. And I said, that's what's called pride. I said, what happens is it isn't a job you'd want to do. He goes, yeah, exactly. I didn't really want to do it. Oh, really? Soccer shocker for your dad. But he goes, as I got to doing it, it felt good. And he goes, and here's the magic part. He says, what I really liked were where it ended up. The results, I said. The results, right? You started doing it. It's reluctant, but you did it. And as you did it, you gained pride in it. See, that's what work is about. And I explained to him, I said, see, that's the deal. That's why you have a little job as a kid. You learn what you don't like to do, but while you're doing it, you do it with pride. You do it and say, hey, it's my job. Joe Biden's taking all the incentive. There are entire generation of kids that will not experience that. Now, my youngest son's 14 years old. Quite frankly, I experienced at 8. My grandfather used to have me go out in the yard while he was trimming the hedges. And he let me trim it. I'm telling you, I would hack these hedges up. You didn't want to let me anywhere near your hedge. And my grandfather would say, that's okay. I'd make a mistake, or he'd let me edge. I used to beg him so I could edge the yard, you know, after we cut it. And he would go, well, I don't know. And then one day he let me do it. Man, I edged all into the yard. And he said, that's okay. And then the next 2 weeks later, he let me do it again and again. And you know what? Eventually, I loved edging the yard. I love that clean lines. You know what I'm talking about? And then I got good at doing the hedges, you know, clipping them just like he would do. I mean, he would chop, 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 chop. And I got good at it. Did I become a gardener, a landscaper? Heck no. I ain't working out there in that hot sun like Africans, like slaves. No. But I know how to do it, and I took pride every time I did it. I remember every time I cut my yard. I'm sure you guys have this same feeling. You make sure the lines were nice and even, or you cut them at a 45-degree angle or something because you wanted it to be a little different. But you took pride in it. Gone. As is the economy. More incentive not to work than to work. So this is one of the things that Joe Biden is on. And then, by the way, the reason why I'm talking about this is because I saw this poll that leftism effectively is killing the American spirit, because an overwhelming number of kids don't have pride in America. Well, why not? They don't have pride in any work. They don't have pride in their family. They don't have pride of whatever background they have as being little white kids. They were born that way, for goodness sake. Lady Gaga. They have no pride. So why should they have pride in the country? Why should they feel good about a country that's done everything America's done?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
America is in turmoil. I already talked about the economy, but holy cow. You want to talk about something that's going to backfire on the left? Already is. Housing. Food prices. That stupid Independence Day message from Joe Biden where he saved everybody 16 cents. I mean, you got to have some guts to brag. Listen, I saved everybody 16 cents over last year's July the 4th. Wow. Price of beans went down. Yeah, but the price of gasoline went up $1 a gallon. So if you expect to go anywhere, you're going to eat that 16 cents up in about a quarter of a mile. It's insane. You can look, go look at the numbers any day you want. And by the way, it doesn't matter when you listen to this program. This is what you will hear about Joe Biden no matter when. This is what you'll hear about leftism no matter when we talk about it. You will never hear anything good that's done with good intentions and has good results. It'll be, oh, well, yeah, we're going to save black people from white people. Why? Exactly why? Because, quite honestly, if you were really to think about the problem, you should be trying to save white people from black people. Oh, there he went. There went that Kevin Jackson with that racist talk. No, there went that Kevin Jackson with that realist talk. White people are not out there killing black folks. You want to save cops, black people from cops? No, you need to save cops from black people. Have you even looked at the number of cops who've been shot over the last month? Look at it. The cops going to a domestic dispute among black people, getting shot. Just look at it. By the way, take any time you want during the year 2021 and look at the number of cops that get shot in a month that you don't hear jack about. Shot at or killed by black folks that they're going to arrest, and you will, and they tell you there's a war with cops on black folks. And let me tell you, if I was a cop and I saw the number of cops that were getting killed by black folks, I'd start my own war on them. This is insanity. But we still go with the narrative. Defund the police. Everywhere you look, defund the police. Go look at the crime rate and see what you got. America is in turmoil, and the turmoil is because leftist people, who unelected people, who decided on one day to do a coup, a cabal against this country, and they got rid of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's not our savior, just so we're clear. He's a great president, and he did a great job, but he could have done better. But and regardless, he's not our savior. What he represents is the American spirit, the willingness to fight back. That's what we like about him. But now what do we have? We got Captain Demento. He's running around talking about how racist America is. Let's implement critical race theory, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, right. Black folks are killing each other in droves. I'll get to that in a second. I got a lot to talk about today for people. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. Hey, Bob, I said it again. I said it the other day. I have not watched the Sinatra CDs that you sent me. I've just literally been too busy to sit down and watch anything. My days are full, but I will. I will watch it. Racism. Racism does run amok in this country. The racism against America. See, it's not racism against blacks. It's not racism against the Latinos. It's not sexism against women. It's not homophobia. It's everything that the left is defining or the things that they do. They are the reason we are so divided in this country. And Biden says, we're together. What has he done to bring us together? Implemented practically all of the old policies of baby black Jesus, which didn't work. And for the record, he's not even in control. I think it's laughable that they keep showing these pictures of Biden, you know, signing stuff and all that. And every time I see it, I think illegitimate. He is more illegitimate than Barack Obama ever was. I don't care what you thought about Obama. He won. Constitutionally, you could go, well, Kevin, his daddy wasn't here, whatever. Okay, fine. I get it. All the constitutionalists, I'm not going to argue with you. But he won. In 2008, Joe Biden didn't win his election, and we're left with the fallout. And there are people, I don't know who could be getting a good chuckle out of this, because this country is in turmoil over a host of things. We've got man versus woman division, right? Because, of course, the Biden generation, Biden people, the leftists, they, oh, feminists, they don't make enough money. Okay, great. So you have that. You got black against white. That's the one that's most glaring. Okay. And you've got the not gay against the gay, which for the record, the not gay, we don't realize that we're in the fight because we don't care what the gays do. And I could go on, but now we've got vaccinated against unvaccinated. You know, we've got climate alarmists versus climate enablers or whatever. I don't know what they've got all, but no, climate deniers, right? Climate alarmists and climate deniers. I'm a denier. See, because I believe just weather. I believe it's weather. And I also believe in the real science of the earth. So all these things are happening under Biden. But let me tell you, on this very show, I told you guys, Joe Biden will be the absolute destruction of the Democrats. for a variety of reasons. Because how do you put somebody in place who's demented? It would be like saying, you know, I've got this precious thing that I want to, like your kids. I've got my kids, I want you to watch them. But you put somebody that's an unmedicated schizophrenic or, you know, I don't know, let them get babysit by a Wolverine. And you wonder why you come home and they're gone, they're dead. They put a madman in charge of this country and they want you to be okay with it. And in fact, they're mad that you don't want to be okay with it. They're mad when Donald Trump says, I got cheated. You're mad. He didn't get cheated. Joe Biden really did get 82 million votes. On what? Yeah, with America and, I don't know, some indigenous life on another planet that has, what, 40 million people? There's no way that clown got 82 million votes. So Joe Biden made this statement. He was celebrating Independence Day on the South Lawn of the White House. And he said, together we're breathing life into this economy, which means, you know, opposite speak, they're breathing death into this economy. He goes on to say, together we will rescue our people from division and despair. But together we must do it. Over the past year, we've lived through some of the darkest days. Yeah, with him. Now I truly believe, get this part, I give you my word as a Biden. I truly believe we're about to see our brightest future. Yikes! He gave his word as a Biden. That should make you hold on to your wallet. God, I give you my word as a Biden? Which one? Which Biden are we picking here? Hunter? Or no career Joe? Breathing life into the economy, we've lived through the darkest days, and he gives his word as a Biden about our brightest future. If I'm going to put my faith in somebody, it's not going to be a brain-damaged moron and a crackhead son. Sorry.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In conjunction with the America First
Policy Institute. I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter.
Former President Donald Trump delivering remarks on Wednesday. The former president also saying he's demanding the end of shadow banning, a practice where an online community blocks a user's comments or restricts their visibility. Tropical Storm Elsa making landfall in Florida. Experts saying the center of the storm came ashore along the North Florida Gulf Coast, just southeast of Tallahassee. A judge is tossing out an attempt to stop parts of Georgia's voting law. The lawsuit opposed a new requirement that voters request absentee ballots at least 11 days before Election Day, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The Pentagon responds to reports that looters unlawfully entered an Air Force base in Afghanistan.
Afghan military officials said they were not informed that U.S. troops vacated the field. Not so, says former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman.
Afghan leaders, civilian and military, were appropriately coordinated with and briefed about the turnover of Bagram Air Base.
Kirby was questioned about military vehicles left behind.
Some vehicles were left for use by the Afghans. Some were destroyed because they were no longer usable. And some were properly transferred out of the country. Some brought home, some transferred to other places in the region.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden heading to Illinois on Wednesday. The president set to lay out a partisan reconciliation bill that will include a lot of Democrat priorities. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Happening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right.
That's the guy the Democrats cheated to get into office, a pathological liar who has now assured America that, you know, you can count on things because he's, what did he say? He's going to give it a Biden. His word is a Biden. Wow. How about the future that Joe Biden just offered you? You waiting on that check? You waiting on that government check? Biden's words of Biden, he guarantees a brighter future for America when polls showed confidence in him never existed and it's plunging. Here's an ABC Washington Post poll. America's feelings about how Biden is handling crime. It had at its heading, Biden is rated poorly on handling crime. The poll found that as opposed to 38% of Americans approving of Biden's actions in response to soaring rage, which I'm going to stop there for just a second. What 38% of Moronia, because you've got to be a moron, of Moronia would believe that this guy's handling crime correctly if you're in any way looking at stats. See, that just goes to show you that there's a big swath of this country that's just blatantly stupid. They go on to say a whopping 48% disapprove. 48% whopping? It should be more like 78% whopping. The number of Americans seeing crime as an extremely serious problem in the United States is at more than a 20-year high. Joe Biden is underwater in trust to handle it. That was a quote. I'll get to crime in a minute. I don't know if you guys got the final stats on Independence Day, which should be called Carnage Day. The 4th of July, when the freaks came out, the leftists, the people who've been pent up, they got all this energy, and it's pent up, and they just got to go do something. We'll get to it. We're going to talk about it this show. But as I said, the beauty of this program, listen to it anytime. It doesn't matter. The reason why I do shows that I think of as evergreens. I use the information that's available today sometimes. Sometimes we reflect back. Sometimes I even peer into the future. But it doesn't matter when. See, here's the beauty of leftism. It sucks, and it's easy to predict. I wish I could tell you, well, I don't really, that, well, this is really difficult to figure out, and, you know, it takes a brilliant mind to do it. No, it doesn't. I do have a brilliant mind, but it doesn't take one to figure out what's going on here. Holy cow. Should we get into the whole violence thing, or you want to wait? Defund the police? I truly enjoy watching the media would force them to squirm more. You know, ask Biden. So, listen, I want to know definitively, what are you going to do about the crime, the 800% surge of murders in Portland and so on and so forth? When are you going to deploy the National Guard? When are you going to get people back safe in America? I mean, and make him answer. Make Psaki answer the question. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel. I get sick of watching. I don't watch Psaki. But even, you know, the little snippets I get where she's just pushing back. They're always pushing back. What did I tell you guys? The Hegelian dialectic. Very simple. Act as if there's a problem. Then exacerbate the problem. Make it worse. Then pretend you're going to solve it. But the problem with crime, the problem with the economy, the problem with border security, etc., those are real problems. They're real problems. Now, when Donald Trump was in office, all of those things were things that they blew up, right? They went to phase two. Forget that there's a real problem. They go to phase two. Create fear with the problem. And then don't do anything to solve it. But the problem was Donald Trump did 1 and 3. He skipped 2. He told you what the problem was, and then he solved it. Leftists can't stand that. How dare that man fix problems? How dare he actually try to get real jobs back in America and take it away from our competition, if you will, the rest of the world? How dare he restore American pride? How dare he actually heal the divide between blacks and whites? How dare he do all these things? I want you to think about everything they did to undermine him. They kept calling him a racist. They kept calling him a sexist and a misogynist. They kept calling him something phobic, xenophobic of whomever. They kept doing all these things. When they could have been working with him, they fought him on the economy. And then they created something to steal money from the economy. Why? To, number one, enrich themselves and make Donald Trump look bad. Look at the amount of money he spent and all this. Let me tell you how bad Joe Biden is. He can't even ride the coattails of a Trump economy. That's pathetic. And now this guy has the most unsafe America practically in history. Joe Biden's America today makes Dodge City look like Camelot. I mean, it is so dangerous everywhere. I'm not done with Biden. They said in addition to his sinking popularity, based on crime and the southern border. Biden is plunging in a third area, the economy. Now, I've already talked about it, but I want to give you the polls. Reuters reported that just among Democrats, his base, Biden's approval numbers regarding the economy had spiraled downward 12 points between April and June. And let me tell you, that's with a media that's propping him up. They have done everything they can. What did I predict? What did I tell you people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? I said Joe Biden is going to make people realize just how bad leftism is, because it's going to hit them in the face. It's going to hit them in the pocketbook. It isn't going to be some boogeyman that's keeping them from doing something. It's going to hit them in the face. And that is exactly what it's doing. Get this. Just 35% of the country thinks the U.S. economy is headed in the right direction. And he's lost 12 points from the Democrats between April and June. Let me ask you, what do you think he's going to do to improve his numbers? Do you think Joe Biden is going to bring back manufacturing, high-paying jobs of any type? Do you think he's going to bring those back? You think the price of stuff, they keep talking about, oh, it's a transitory thing that's going on with inflation. It is not transitory. I want to wake you up right now, people. The stuff you're seeing, the prices you're seeing in the grocery store, the prices you're seeing for gasoline, the prices you're seeing for all these various products that keep going up, you better know this. You better hear and believe they're not going down. They're going to stay this way for quite some time or go higher. Inflation is going to continue to rise. And the only thing, let me tell you how they're going to try to save it. They're going to say things like, well, inflation will be through the roof. It's 7-8%. And then when it starts to slip down, they say, oh, well, inflation has dipped by 15%. So it'll be 8% higher, okay? And then it'll go down to 7.5 or something like that, and it'll tell you how far it's gone down. That's what they're going to do. That's how they're going to start selling it. Consumer prices, here's what they say. Rose in May at the fastest rate since 2008, a bigger jump than the economists had expected, and one that is sure to keep inflation at the center of political and economic debate in Washington. This is what the New York Times said on June the 10th. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Getting very PC now, those PC words. I'm all about progress, but why does adding syllables to a word make it less offensive, you know? Used to be stupid, now it's learn disabled. Used to be retarded, now it's mentally gay or whatever. Can't keep up with the PC, you know? It's all just a gesture. None of it means anything. Like, some PC I like Native American, that's good. He's not from India, why would we call him an Indian? Native American, great, I'll say that. But like African American, I feel weird saying. I don't have any African American friends, I have black friends. I don't have any Caucasian friends, I have relatives. None of it adds up. We're all the African Canadians, why don't we say that? Black people born Canada every day. We don't know what the hell we're saying anymore. We're like, Idris Elba's an amazing African-American actor. Well, he's British. What the hell are we doing? It's just white people. We're nervous. We don't know what to say. We're scared. We don't want to get fired. We don't want to offend. You could corner a white guy on the sidewalk now with a microphone and video camera, like, what color is Ray Charles? He'd be like, he's blind. What's his ethnicity? Piano player. What color is his skin? I got kids, man. Leave me alone. We're terrified. It's coming to my home now. I'm watching Discovery Channel. I'm like, hey, it's a great white shark. Mediocre white. We're not that great. I'm sorry.
I can only imagine what it feels like to be so far above your head, you know, that you wake up and you know the job you have to do. You're not prepared to do. We've all probably come into a moment sometime in life where we were unprepared. You just flatly weren't ready. Joe Biden, no matter how much preparation he did as a congressman or, in this case, a senator and a VP, he is so unprepared to be president, it's pathetic. Welcome back. By the way, that was Mark Normand, one of the funniest guys out there. This guy tackles racial humor and sex humor as good as anybody. Ryan Long is another guy. He's a staunch conservative, same way. You can tell Mark Normand. He won't admit it, but he's like a lot of these people waking up saying, what is the deal with skin color? What is the deal with all these things we're so obsessed with? The terminology and things like that. Let me tell you, let me give you the answer, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, particularly you white people. And I always like to call the white people out because it makes you sort of go, he's talking to me. Yeah, I am. They want you off kilter all the time. Changing pronouns, changing the names of things, etc. It's insane. He brought up a point. Idris Elba. A black dude from England, and people, you know, that African-American actor, Idris Elba. No, he's not African-American. He's British. And he doesn't even, he's not British African. He's not African-British. He's just British. We're one of the only countries, probably the only country, who dares to hyphenate to call people. Well, I can't call him this. We're Americans, people. I don't know when you're going to finally wake up and say that. And you can describe him. Yeah, he's a British dude. He's a black guy. You know, he's a British person. He looks Pakistani. He's British, but he kind of looks like he's Spaniard. Whatever. We're Americans that have lots of distinctive traits. And the idea that people can get you so set up on skin. He says skin can't be changed. He's wrong. Mark Norman was wrong on that. Skin can be changed. It's changed every day. Let me tell you something. Every time you spend a minute in the sun, your skin changes. Your skin is smart. It's the largest organ on your body, and it's very smart. It has a mind of its own, so to speak. And the minute you stay out there long enough, it triggers. Your skin tells the brain, yo, bro. I need some protection. And it starts to give you color. That's it. So it can be changed. And you can change it chemically. There are people that, there are black folks, there's a big controversy lightening their skin. And then there's a controversy, obviously, of white folks trying to pass, darkening their skin. It can be done. And I'm not talking about spray-on paint either. They have pills you can take. I wouldn't take them. Anyway, Joe Biden's so far above his head. He doesn't even know. If Joe Biden got something right, the only thing Joe Biden gets right is when he goes back to the Trump doctrine. When he says, you know what, we do need to build the patch defenses along the border. And yeah, maybe we do need to put some money back in there for policing or whatever. But when Joe Biden is doing his or Baby Black Jesus' bidding, it's never going to be right. Remember when Trump was president? He made it look easy. I'm not exaggerating this. I woke up in the mornings going, we are protected. We have a guy who's got our best interest in mind, no matter what he did. I didn't think, I wonder what his agenda is. I wonder where he's going to make a bunch of money. What's his crackhead son up to right now? What's his crooked brother doing? You know, well, who's in control of him that who's got dirt on him that they could expose, therefore making him a puppet. I didn't think any of that about Donald Trump. I woke up in the morning going, man, here's a guy that puts America first. He wants to make America great again, and he's doing it. He's exporting excellence. The world is watching our leader. That's what I looked at. That's what I felt anyway. History will show Trump is possibly the greatest president ever, except he allowed the Democrats to run game on him with this Wu flu nonsense. Outside of that, this dude was a rock star. So where do we find ourselves now that Trump is gone? Didn't know how to fight, didn't recognize the battle within. America's in turmoil. Crime through the roof in all major cities. All major cities, crime has upticked. Inflation through the roof in ways that it's destroying families. If you're on a fixed income, you are suffering in this economy. Joe Biden will put more people back on food stamps. He will take away. Look, it's one thing. I talked about it in the earlier segment. Work is more than about a paycheck. It's about accomplishing. When you feel like, wow, I started it, I finished it. I tell my son all the time, I make a list for him. I'll just give you guys some inside baseball from me. This little rascal doesn't like to complete things. He doesn't understand that when you eat food, you clean up, you know, after yourself, etc. If he goes and gets cereal, he'll leave cereal and the milk out. So I give him things to do to make him feel accomplished. So I make a list of chores for him. And here's what I make him do. I say, when you complete a chore, you get me and I'll inspect, and then you can scratch it out. Now, why do I make him wait until I inspect? Because he will half butt it. Okay, you get what I'm saying? He'll half butt it. He won't do it the way I want him to do it. So I make, when he's done, I go inspect. Nope, this, that, and that. Then you can scratch it out. So he scratches them out. I'll give him like six chores, including something to build his mind. And he'll scratch them out one by one as I go and inspect. The chore that I make him do to improve his mind, he's got to come to me and tell me what he's doing. How does he do it? You know, like organization. Right now I've got him working on organization. How do you organize? How do you put things together and know where they are so that your mind is not cluttered? And he has to convince me that he's gone through it, that he's learned something new in organization. And when it's all done, he scratched out his list. You should see him at the end when I finally go, okay, that one's done. At the very end, when scratch it out. He scratches it out. And you can see, he doesn't want to show me, but I can see it. This little smile on his face like, yep, did it. So I make him keep all the notes. He keeps them. I say, you're going to keep them all summer. And what you're going to see is that all the things you accomplished at the end of the summer, read this many books, do this, he's got to accomplish it. It will not get scratched off. But when I remember the first note he scratched off, he tried to hide his smile, but I saw it. That's what happens when you accomplish stuff. And it's something you should be teaching people right away. I have a list of things to do every single day that I create. And I just start scratching them off. And I told him, I said, let me show you my notebook. Let me show you how I work. Because if you don't do it, you forget. Or you don't realize how much you accomplished. So I scratch it out. Boop, 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 boop. Anyway, the other thing that Joe Biden and the Democrats have brought into this country is corruption. This country is corrupt to its rotten leftist core. And the only thing saving it, are you? You're the one saving it. You're the one saying, I'm not going to buy into this. I'm not. You have the opportunity to. This whole country could devolve into just being one cesspool of corruption. But there are people like you that resist it. You say, nope, I'm not going to buy into it. I'm not going to let you lower me to your level. Don't misunderstand me. I'm willing to fight at the level they want. But I will not lower myself from a morality point of view.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.